Thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of Christ the King Radio or Christ the King Radio Ministries.
This is Rochelle Farraco with Senior Solutions of Colorado. You are listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Today we have a great guest on today. Her name's Kim Wardlow, and she is with the Audio Information Network. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, always. Kim, why don't you just start out by sharing who you are and how you got into working with audio, maybe your background.
Okay. Well, I started out as a volunteer reader. And at the time, I've always been in marketing, business development, and some facet for large corporations in the past. And so I was doing that while I was volunteering to read. I'd seen a little blurb in my church bulletin saying they were looking for readers. And so I thought, oh, great. I like to read and I could help somebody. They read for the blind, visually impaired, and print disabled. And so I called and I found out they were in Boulder. And at the time, you had to go to the studios to record. That's not the case any longer. We do have folks that record remotely. But I was driving up once a week from Denver to read. And I did that for a couple, two and a half years. And by then, I was actually working in Boulder, and I was caught in a round of layoffs. And so I went in to read and told David, you know, I'd been laid off. And he said, well, what do you do? Maybe I know somebody. I can introduce you to them. So I told him, well, I'd done marketing and proposal writing, and both for private contracts and government contracts and all these types of things. And he said, wow, that's great. If you can take a big pay cut, you could work here.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I could do that for, you know, a few months. That would be okay because it's better to be working while you're looking for a job.
Correct.
Yeah. That was almost 14 years ago.
Wow.
So,
Angela's here with us also, running the board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I started as their director of marketing, and I'm still the director of marketing. And things have changed a lot since I have started as a reader and on staff, definitely just in terms of how we do things and the different ways we're able to provide service. But our basic core is still that we provide access to print and print that it are items other than books, since books are available through the Talking Book Library. And I'm the person who goes out and does the interviews and does the senior resource fairs and presentations and talks to the Rotary Clubs and all that type of thing, as well as doing some grant writing and funding.
So what made you want to read for audio?
You know, I've always been a reader. You know,
okay.
I was one of those kids that got in trouble for reading too much. You have to go outside.
Right.
So I've always enjoyed reading, and I've always enjoyed, I was in drama, and I enjoyed doing speeches and those kinds of things. So reading out loud, I thought would be a fun thing to do. And if you could do that and help other people, you know, so much the better. So when I saw that, I thought, well, that was a nice fit. And it's also nice from a volunteer's perspective in that it's not really a major time commitment. I mean, certainly we like folks to be able to commit for, you know, maybe a year at a time. Sometimes that's not possible. People's
right.
lives change. But week to week, it's not a huge time commitment. Our programs are either half an hour or an hour, and that's what you read and record. And it might take a little bit of time just going through. We do newspapers, magazines, and advertisements. So it may take a while to go through and pick out your articles and that, but it's not several hours a week.
So for instance, if I wanted somebody to read for me and share with me and spend that time with me, it would be something that you would commit to the same person all the time, or?
So you're actually not reading one to one.
Okay.
So if I read and record, or if you read and recorded for us, you could be reaching hundreds of people at once, because it's like this broadcast. We broadcast out. So volunteers read and record for us. They can come to our studios in Boulder, certainly, and do that. But we also have individuals that, just because of either schedules, but where they live, if you're outside of the metro area, certainly, but even in the southern part of the metro area, people don't necessarily want to have to drive to Boulder every week. You can read from home, and we provide the software, and folks just record on their home computer. And we've been able to retain volunteers this way as well. We have one in New Zealand, I believe, still, and one in Alaska, that they were transferred with their work, but because they're reading online versions of the publications, they're still able to read and record for us. They send us the files electronically, and then it gets slotted into the various access methods that we have for listeners. So we've always, this is our 25th anniversary this year, and we have always worked with Rocky Mountain PBS.
Oh, love them.
Yes.
Love them.
And they donate bandwidth to us, and they have for all these years, which is significant.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's significant. So they have us kind of on a sub audio, and obviously we're audio only. We don't have a picture that goes with it, but that enables us then to provide digital receivers that are pre-tuned to pick up our frequency. So a listener, they get a program schedule in either Braille or audio or large print, and they can say, okay, the Denver Post is on at 9 o'clock this morning. I'm going to turn on my receiver and listen for an hour. Or it's Wednesday and the grocery ads come on at 11 o'clock for an hour. So I'm going to turn on my box and listen. And we've always had some form of receiver that folks can listen to. Over the years, as technology has changed, we've added things. One of the reasons our director, David Dawson, chose to work with Rocky Mountain PBS rather than an NPR station, which many reading services in other states do, was just because he wanted to be able to reach the entire state. And we're able to do that with PBS. We have three different broadcasts that match up with their regions, Northeast, Southeast, and Western. And so everybody gets their own local papers and that type of thing. But in addition to that, really to be able to reach the entire state, there are places where you can't get television reception out of
Absolutely.
The air, obviously, with our mountains. And even in the metro area sometimes, I'm sure many people have been in a building where they can't get cell phone coverage or something like that. And that can also block out our signal. So we also have other options. We have the internet, obviously.
What I was going to ask you.
Yeah, live streaming through our website, podcasting. We also have internet radios. So if a person has Wi-Fi, but they still want that convenience, they don't want to have to log in and get on the computer, they just want to turn something on, we can program one or more of our streams into that internet radio, and then they can just turn it on and select
and it'd be their radio.
And it would be their radio. It works the same way that the Colorado Talking Library works in terms of equipment and cost. We do not charge. Equipment is provided what is called permanent loan. So a person can use it for as long as they like. Technically, we still own it, which means they don't have to purchase it and pay us for it. Even if it breaks, we'll replace it. And we don't charge for the service. Being a nonprofit, obviously we accept donations, gratefully, but we do lots of grant writing and things. So folks aren't required to have to pay for a service. And many of our listeners are older adults with fixed incomes, and
So what you're talking about right now is a box that they would get from you, and that it's provided to them free of charge as long as they return it back to you when they're not using it.
Well,
or when they're finished.
When
with
they're
it.
Finished, which could be at the end of a person's life. Some people use it, you know, from a young child through their whole life. They can also call in and listen to the broadcast. But on the phone, we also have another option that many people really enjoy, especially if they're more active and out and about doing things. And it's called Information on Demand.
Oh.
It's also a free service. We provide the individuals with access codes. And then when they call in, they get a menu. Press 1 for newspapers, press 2 for consumer information, and it will take you through a menu until you find the specific publication you want to listen to. You don't have to worry about a schedule. You can listen whenever it's convenient for you. You can access programs from other regions as well. So that is one of our more flexible options.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know you had all that, mm-hmm. you know, for the population to be able to do it their way, what's best for them, and get in
yes.
and see this material their way.
Yes.
And hear this material their way.
Yes. We try to accommodate people with different comfort levels with technology and those types of things.
Right. Oh, that's great. So the thing is, so if they want it, why don't you give them their contact information, your phone number, your email address.
It's Audio Information Network. Our telephone number is 303-786-7777. Our general email address is ainc@aincolorado.org. So 303-786-7777 or ainc@aincolorado.org.
And this, Kim, has to do with people. It's at their own comfort level. Is this right? I mean, they don't have to meet a certain criteria of where they're at as far as audio.
They don't need to meet a certain criteria in terms of vision loss. So we are serving individuals who are not able to read for some reason. Primarily, our listeners have lost vision.
Yes.
And they're not able to read. Certainly newspapers that don't come in large print. But print disabilities can include many things. Parkinson's, after effects of strokes, not being able to hold a paper or turn pages, just general fatigue in trying
right.
to do that as we age or have illnesses. So it can cover quite a lot, learning disabilities. So anything really that would keep a person from being able to read print.
Oh, that's great. All right, Kim, we'll be back with you shortly. We are going to take a break right now. You are listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org, and we will be right back.
GECS, website design, corporate identity, and custom graphics. For more information, visit the website at www.gecs-us.com. Again, that's www.gecs-us.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Hi, we're back. This is Rochelle Farraco, and I'm with Senior Solutions of Colorado. You are listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. We have Kim Wardlow with us. She's an amazing woman. She's with Audio Information Network. She is a member of Senior Solutions of Colorado and has been very involved with Senior Solutions of Colorado. But she's out there helping the public and making aware of what her company has to bring to the public and how she can educate them and get them the information for their needs. Kim, why don't you talk about how you would register for some of your equipment, newspapers, online
okay.
reading, etc.
Okay. So It requires just a single registration, so you don't have to register for specific publications. Once you register, you have access to everything. There are choices, again, so a person can simply just call our office at 303-786-7777, and we can take the application information over the phone. And it's primarily just some basic information. We do ask some demographic questions, but it's not because it qualifies or disqualifies an individual. It's simply because we rely quite a bit on grants, and we have to report statistics, how many people we serve in different age groups and ethnicities and income levels. So that information is only asked for that purpose, not to disqualify anyone.
Right.
And then just the type of service that they would like. And if they're not sure, calling in is a great way to register, because they can talk to someone and go over the different choices. Do they want a receiver? Do they want telephone access, internet access, and what kind? So they can go over those choices. And then if they require equipment, if they're using our telephone access, for example, we provide large button speaker phones.
Great.
So folks don't have to, you know, sit for an hour holding the receiver. But if they say, well, I already have a speaker phone, or I want to use my cell phone because all my numbers and everything are programmed into it, they can do that too. They don't have to use our equipment, but they can, and they can use that phone for regular calls and things as well. They can also go online or have someone who's assisting them go online and complete a listener registration there. And certainly we can send them a hard copy application, or if they see us at a resource fair or something like that, we always have applications with us. If they prefer to fill out a paper copy and send it in to us, they can do that as well. I always also like to mention, as well as individuals, an individual can have our service wherever they live. So whether it's just their family residence, if it's in an assisted living or skilled nursing community, they can have that service. But also, those organizations can use our service as well. So if someone is an activity director in an assisted living community and they would like to have our service to be able to listen to a newspaper and discuss it as an activity, or a magazine, or listen to the grocery ads before they go take everyone shopping, they can do that as well. And we also provide that at no cost to the organization. So we're really trying to get that out as well to those organizations. We've put demo receivers in several libraries now with our information, just to make folks aware, not that they're necessarily going to sit at the library and listen, but they can try it out and get the information. So we're really trying to let folks know that it's out there and it's available to them. We're a little different from talking books in that we don't require doctor signatures for anything. We just
So it's anybody that can apply for this. It's free.
It's
and you but again, the organization runs off of contributions.
Right.
Grants.
And we are serving the specific population of blind, visually impaired, and print disabled.
Right.
And I always like to clarify that, because we can't just provide it
to everyone.
To everyone, because of copyright laws. So we don't pay copyright because we're providing it for the specific population, and we require registration for it. It's just not out there, you know, for anyone to have. And if we did that, then we'd be violating copyright laws, and, you know, we'd have to pay copyright. And we wouldn't be able to do that. So we rely on the volunteers to read for us. We rely on the publishers to donate subscriptions to us. And then we comply with the laws so that we're not having to pay copyright. So,
Kim, can you give us some statistics of, you know, of the public out there that are having seeing impaired issues? And,
So about, if you take the total population, and it does on very a large extent to different ethnic groups or those types of things, but age does impact. the statistics quite a bit. So of the total population, about 1% are blind or visually impaired children through working age adults, so through age 59. So that seems 1%. It's not a huge number. But of the individuals, once you get to 60, of just the group that are 60 and over, which as we all know is a group that's growing rapidly.
Right. Very rapidly.
That jumps way up, and it's 25%, a quarter of just that population.
A quarter.
And it's because of things like macular degeneration, glaucoma, things that tend to occur more frequently as we age. So we see more individuals that are needing help with reading and with other visual types of things because they've lost enough vision that they require some assistance that way.
Right. Now, is your organization a national organization, or is it just...
We're just in Colorado. We're statewide. We have had listeners because we're available through the internet. We've had listeners even in Australia and places say they were listening to us. But our newspapers primarily, we read about 100 newspapers, and they're primarily Colorado. So right. We have a big Colorado focus, and we try to provide those small town papers. For example, I'm from Lamar, Colorado originally.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, we read, and it's only a weekly now. It was daily when I was growing up, but we read that every week. So it's not just the Post or just the larger papers, but we read the small ones too, because people really miss that. You can hear national and international, and we have some of that. We do read some things that include that, but when we're training volunteers and they're having to fit a paper, you know, into a time segment, then if they have to leave something out, they'll leave out national and international in favor of local, because that's what's most difficult for people to obtain if they can't read visually. And especially in small towns, we get calls. Sometimes volunteers say, well, I don't want to read the obituaries. That's kind of morbid. But we get calls of, especially the smaller the town, the more calls we will get.
Because they want to know what's going on. Who's around?
You know, when's a funeral? When's a wedding? You know, all these things. So it really is people's day-to-day, you know, lives. And so we have a big focus on that. The National Federation of the Blind has Newsline, which also is newspapers, but they have more national focus. So if you wanted the Boston Globe or the Wall Street Journal, something like that, then they provide that free service. But our service tends to be focused on Colorado. There are reading services like us in other states. Not every state, but quite a few states. There's an organization, the International Association of Audio Information Services.
Yeah, that's a long one.
IAAIS. And you can go online or you can call us, and we have access to the list of the reading services, really worldwide, but most of them are here in the United States. So if somebody needed that information, we can provide that. We also do a lot of referral. Obviously, our service is very focused.
Correct.
But folks who've lost vision, they may need assistance with marking appliances, or how do I travel and navigate now that I'm using public transportation, but I don't see well. And so all those travel training, all those types of services or other types of equipment and helps that they might need, many of those links are on our website, but folks can also call us, and we do our best to try and let people
navigate
you know, and help them find other resources as well.
What is your typical call? Like, do you have a couple stories of different people that have called and really changed their lives?
One of the other things I do besides just the marketing is I also go and help set up equipment for listeners. Mm-hmm. And that is really where I've seen the impact. You know, we'll set up a receiver, or I'll show them how to use information on demand, or set up an internet radio, and all of a sudden it's playing. And I've had folks say, wow, you know, my world is open again. I know what's going on. Often people feel very isolated. They may not be getting out and about. They can no longer drive. So they may feel much more isolated, and that's
easy good because you get to the homebound a lot too.
Right, right, and our service is great for that. They can know what's going on in their community. They know what they might want or need to participate in. So we really try and do that. I set up one lady. Oh, it was earlier, I guess, late last year, and she said, you know, where the heck have you been?
Yeah.
You know, and I had spoken to her low vision group, and she had found out about us through one of her friends that goes to that group. And she
you
just
gave her hope.
I gave her hope. And she says now that she actually on the weekend just turns us on. She doesn't listen to her television at all. She actually enjoys hearing about other parts of the state and some of the small towns and you know,
traveling through it
and all the different magazines. There's cooking, gardening, hobbies, old time radio, science, travel, you know, all Colorado history, all sorts of different topics that folks can listen to different publications.
Great. Well, we'll be back with Kim for her to share more information with us. This is Rochelle Farraco from Senior Solutions of Colorado. Joan is out sick today, so we miss her. You are listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Thank God for God. That's what I can say. And we'll be right back.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere via the internet. In order to continue bringing the light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in providing us the means to continue reaching out to children of the kingdom around the world. To help, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our website, www.ctkradio.org. Again, that's www.ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff, management, and all of our volunteers, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The Seniors Solutions of Colorado website is an incredible resource featuring services and service providers committed to helping seniors and the handicapped remain independent and age gracefully in their homes. To find out more about Seniors Solutions of Colorado, visit the website www.seniorssolutionsofcolorado.com. Again, that's www.seniorssolutionsofcolorado.com. Or use the link conveniently located on the spotlight page at our website, www.ctkradio.org.
You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of Christ the King Radio or Christ the King Radio Ministries.
Well, we're back. This is Rochelle Farraco from Senior Solutions of Colorado. You are listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Angela's taking care of us at the board here so that we sound good.
look good.
Absolutely. And
Kim Ann Wardlow is with us today. She is with Audio Information Network. She is also a member of Senior Solutions of Colorado, a great gal. And she's going to share more information about her company and what it is that she does to help people, because that's what they're out there all the time doing, is helping, helping, helping. What I was going to ask, what some of the things we were going to go through, maybe some frequently asked questions.
Sure.
And then Kim can tag on to those. For instance, you know, the public might be asking, my digital receiver is not working correctly. What should I do?
So for someone who is a registered listener and has a piece of our equipment, whether it's a receiver or internet radio, anything, they can simply call us. Sometimes it's something that we can help them reset. We can walk them through over the phone. But certainly if that's not the case, or if they're just not comfortable and trying to go through that process, we will have someone come out. Often it's myself. Someone come out and help them with that in person.
Well, you're a good one to go out there. You know, another question is, I forgot my access codes for information on demand or podcasting. Can you look them up for me?
And we can do that. And that does happen. Maybe life has been busy, or sometimes people have had an illness and they haven't been using the system for a while and they forget what their code is. And so they can call us and we can go to our database and look those up for them.
Or maybe just having a senior moment.
That happens too. That happens too. Yep.
That's why I have to write everything down now.
And but sometimes
this is
folks
also for
email.
Children too, right? All of this is for children as well.
It is. We have programming that is for children. Ranger Rick, the National Geographic World for kids. We have all kinds of publications that are for kids. We do the employment ads for folks that are, you know, transitioning and beginning to enter the workplace. I've had one of our interns. We have interns frequently, and often summer interns from the Colorado Center for the Blind that come in, and they'll use the service for ads for the discount stores or the grocery stores.
Yeah,
because
that's
cool. they're just starting out, you know, and they need to really watch their pennies and
right.
You know, they're just maybe have their first apartment. And we had an intern that she was with us for quite a while. And every week she was listening to that and keeping on budget and those types of things. So that's great. And those day-to-day types of things really help with people's independence and self-sufficiency. They're not having to wait for somebody to come read that to them.
Yes, because we should all be able to have information, education, and resources.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. With our disabilities or not our disabilities, we should all be entitled to that.
Right, right. And so that's really what we're about, is trying to get information out there in a form that those who've either lost vision or have some other issue with reading are able to get that same information that I could get as a sighted person.
Exactly. Yeah, really. Do you require a doctor's signature to obtain services from your company?
We don't. And part of that, you know, it just makes it easier as well. We found that we've been able to trust people that, you know, people say that they need the service, and we don't see that we have lots of folks calling in for it that really don't need it.
Need
Typically,
it.
Blindness is not something people like to admit, so, or loss of vision.
Is the services at AINC, audio information services available to me or anyone else anywhere in Colorado?
We are. We are statewide, and we do provide local publications from all over the state. So folks are welcome to contact us from anywhere in the state, and we can provide services to them. I, as a marketing person, also go out and do presentations and resource fairs and things in other parts of the state as well.
That's great. Here's one that I would say is kind of common, but then some people think they're not eligible, is one question, frequently asked question is, can I still read large print? Am I eligible for AINC services if they can still read large print?
And they are. We have many folks. So often people think, well, I still have some vision. I'm not blind. And they define blind as totally blind. But actually, many, I believe the majority of individuals who are legally blind do have some vision. How much of it is usable may vary. So we do have listeners that can still read a large print book, but they can't read their newspaper because it's not in large print. And even if they try and magnify it, often that's kind of, it gets fuzzy and you're trying to maneuver a paper under a magnifier and that type of thing. So we do encourage people to go ahead and sign up and use the service, even if they're just at the beginning stages and, right. and they still can read some of that large print, but they're only being able to read headlines and they're not actually able to read full articles.
Right.
And why, you know, why limit yourself when you don't need to?
I'm reading the headlines, getting harder to read the material. I can see print, but I'm not able to process it. Do I qualify for the service?
And that would fall under print disability. Somebody who visually can see the print, but perhaps from a stroke or some other condition, their brain isn't processing it. Or they can see it, but they have some paralysis and they're not able to turn pages, or they're not able to hold a magazine or a newspaper, or they have severe dyslexia. There are many things that would qualify as a print disability.
And here's another one. I can see print, but I'm not able to hold a newspaper or turn pages. Do I qualify for the service?
And they would also, again, looking at that as a print disability. We also have some folks who have English as a second language and are learning that our new stream, our Spanish language, we have a new stream now that's totally dedicated to the Latino and Hispanic community with publications primarily, ultimately will be primarily right. in Spanish, but also in English, but that are pertinent for that community. And so, there are times that might be a reason too, that somebody might need the service.
Right. Huh. And then here's the last question that some people ask. We are able to offer, how are you able to offer this service for free?
For free. And that's a huge question because usually, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually
we
is.
We always say it usually is.
But in our case, that was David's second goal, our director, when he founded the service, was to be able to provide it at no cost because we knew whether it's younger listeners, the unemployment rate for the blind is quite high. Or older listeners that are on fixed incomes, we knew that that would be an issue. And he didn't feel like, I as a sighted person, I don't pay to read my grocery ads.
Right.
So why should somebody else, just because they've gotten older and have macular, why should they have to pay to have grocery ads read to them? So we do a lot of grant writing, and we do get a state grant through the Disabled Telephone Users Fund. So it's not part of the general fund. It's from a specific pot of money.
Does any of your money come from Dr. Cog?
It does. We do get funding from the Denver Regional Council of Governments, also from the Boulder County Area Agency on Aging. We've gotten funds through Anschutz and Coors and the Good. Denver Foundation and just many, many foundations and trusts, smaller trusts as well. So we do lots of grant writing. I do some of that. Our director does our state grant. And then my coworker, Pam, does, that's her primary job. She's the director of development. And she does most of the foundation grant writing, community foundations. So lots of different things. But then, of course, we do still need and gratefully accept individual donations.
Yes.
We participate in Colorado Gives Day every year. So there's always a little boost
right.
for folks that donate on that day. But certainly people can donate at any time. We do have listeners that donate who are able, but it's not required. And
right.
we don't call people and solicit donations or anything like that.
It's just what they contribute if
yes.
they want to.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling grateful for what you've provided to them.
Right, right.
And that. Huh. You talked a little bit about your staff. Is there anything else you'd like to say more on the staff?
A large percentage of our staff, is like myself, started out as volunteers. Until recently, I was probably the newer staff member at 14 years. So, but we do have, we've added some staff now as we've been growing.
That's a long time. That's a long staff.
It's a long time. My coworker, Rosanna Longo-Better, is our Spanish programming person. And she also assists folks if they need help in filling out applications in Spanish and doing outreach to the Spanish-speaking and the Latino community. So she's been just a huge asset. And she's been with us for about a year. And that program just has grown exponentially with her with her help. Kat Lindgren is our volunteer director, and she does all the auditioning and helps folks get matched up with the program that they're going to read. Bethany is our listener services person, and she works with Matt, who does our equipment distribution. And then Ryan is our control room person. Ryan, both David, our director, and Ryan are both blind themselves and use the service as well as work for us. And then we have a couple, we have nearly 300 volunteers, but we have a couple, John and Curtis, who help us in the control room as well. And they're there multiple days a week volunteering.
And so, are you all like a big old family?
And we are. We are like a big family, and we have a volunteer appreciation event every year, and everybody gets together, and it is kind of like a reunion.
Oh, that's great. Okay, we'll be back with Kim Wardlow at Audio Information Network. You can reach her at 303-786-7777, extension 112. You're listening. This is Rochelle Faraco with Senior Solutions of Colorado. You are listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. See you shortly.
Elevation Health Chiropractic, Denver, Colorado. Elevation Health features the core four system of wellness: function, fitness, nutrition, and education. For more information, visit the website at www.yourhealthelevated.com. Again, that's www.yourhealthelevated.com.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Well, we're back. This is Rochelle Faraco from Senior Solutions of Colorado, and you are listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. We have a great presenter today on, Kim Wardlow. She's with Audio Information Network, and she is also with Senior Solutions of Colorado, and we are so happy to have her. Michael, who owns the radio station here too, has also just dropped in, and so he will be participating too. First, I wanted to ask Kim about the volunteer situation that you have with your company.
Right. So we're always looking for volunteers, and primarily readers, although we have people that have helped us in other areas, marketing, computers, grant writing, different things. But most of our volunteers want to read. So the process for that, you can go online and fill out a volunteer application. Our website is www.aincolorado.org, www.aincolorado.org, and fill out a volunteer application. Kat, our volunteer director, will then contact you and schedule a time for a brief audition. It's nothing real scary. People get nervous, but it's short and it's not scary at all. And then she works with folks. It's just to be sure that folks are understandable and that type of thing. So no big deal. And then she works with folks to figure out what program will work for them, because some publications are very day and time contingent and have to be read, you know, by noon or something on a certain day, where other programs are weeklies and a person would have the whole week to get them read. So she does that. Individuals are welcome to call us as well and talk to her. to ask questions before you actually start the registration process as a volunteer.
And what's your number there, Kim?
The phone number is 303-786-7777. 303-786-7777. If anybody is outside of that area code, our toll-free number is 877-443-2001. So the toll-free number again is 877-443-2001.
So, Kim, if somebody wants to register online or call you in for registration, basically, what do they need to do? For instance, Michael here is legally blind. If he wanted to call in and he has understood that you have equipment as well as 100 different publications of reading material that he could listen to. Is that what you said, 100?
We read 100 newspapers, Colorado newspapers.
Newspapers. Mm-hmm. Besides,
besides the mag, and in addition to that, we read magazines and the ads and those types of things as well.
Coupons. But my mom would be happy with all the coupons.
So you just do Colorado newspapers, though, right?
We do. We also read The Economist and the Christian Science Monitor we read, and those have some national and international, but our primary focus is local news.
Okay.
And getting people, you know, what their city councils are doing and what's happening in their community kinds of things. So primarily local papers.
So it's the papers, the newspapers, what is the equipment again? Kind of review the equipment.
The equipment, the different choices and how, for example, Michael, if you wanted to listen, you could choose. We have a digital receiver that we provide that just simply picks up our broadcast out of the air.
Okay.
And it's one knob, very simple to use, that turns it on and off and controls the volume. If you live in an area where you can't get good reception that way, but you have Wi-Fi, we can set you up with an internet radio, and you can program one or more of our four streams onto that. Sometimes we have people who've moved here from a different part of the state to be near family, but they still want to hear the Pueblo paper because they lived there for 30 years. So that gives you that option with the internet radio to do that. You can also just go online. We have live streaming and podcasting through our website, but you can also call in. And sometimes people don't want a lot of extra equipment if they already have magnifiers and all kinds of things.
Right.
And so they just want to be able to call in. We do provide a speakerphone with large buttons, large numbers. You don't have to use it. If you have a phone all set the way you like, some people want to use a cell phone because they want the option of being able to sit outside and listen.
Right.
So you can use our equipment in terms of a phone, or you can use your own. You can listen to that same broadcast, but many people who use the phone use our information on demand service, and that's a menu system. Some people don't like the menu systems, but the advantage of it is that you can listen to anything, anytime, day or night, from any of our broadcasts. So it gives you the most flexibility, and it also lets you do things like if you listen to the broadcast of the grocery ads on Wednesdays,
right?
It's just an hour, and they tell you which store they're reading from, so you know when it switches. But on information on demand, you can go straight to the one you want,
straight to the store.
Yeah.
Okay. So then my question would be, for example, the Rocky Mountain News. Let's say I wanted to find out what was in the Rocky Mountain News or the Denver Post.
Mm-hmm.
I could go to the website, to the podcast section, and find like today's Denver Post.
Right. So the Post is read every single day. It is read live from 9 to 10 in the morning, and it's also recorded then. So if you were, say, to call in on Info on Demand, if you called in at 7 in the morning, you'd be still hearing yesterday's paper. But after, you know, 10 o'clock, when that new paper is recorded, then you would hear that day's paper, and it would be available for the next 24 hours. If you're listening just on a receiver or on the internet radio, it's kind of old, like the old-fashioned listening to TV before you could record and fast-forward and all that. You're just listening through the broadcast. But if you use information on demand, you can actually fast-forward or back up or speed up the voice and do some of those types of things.
Okay.
Wow, that's great.
So, and I guess my other part of that, the other part of that question would be, so I would go there if I wanted to find a particular story. I would either have to fast forward through it to find that story, or
right. It's and because we have live people, live volunteers reading for us as opposed to a digitized voice, it is a little bit different than systems that would just be digitized and you would just skip through that way. So, but we found that a lot of individuals really appreciate having an actual person
reading the paper.
So when you call in, you would just actually pick up where they're reading off and just listen.
You would if you were listening just to a straight broadcast. Okay. Again, information on demand, you'd be starting at the beginning of whatever you chose.
And it would start at the front page and just read all the way
and
through the paper.
And go all the way through all the different sections.
Wow.
And to get started, really a person would just either register online, www.aincolorado.org. We also, if folks know people who would prefer a Spanish language site, our Spanish language website is redauditivacolorado.org. So red, R-E-D, auditivacolorado.org. And they could register in Spanish there. Or you can certainly call us. And we can take all that information for your registration right over the phone and answer any questions all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's awesome. I like that idea.
Yeah, you know, see, Kim is very involved in expos and education services. So a lot of times when somebody's given an expo event out at one of the rec centers or the senior event centers, whether it be Heather Gardens, you know, just different ones, you will find her out there as well.
Right. And I can just, we have so many, some that we've completed, but so many coming up with this spring, but I can give you just a few examples. So on the 7th of May, we will be at Summit Bank and Trust Expo, which is in Broomfield, and it is from 5 to 7, just there in the bank. They will have local nonprofits there. And then the next week, we will be in Boulder, has its annual caregiving symposium, and that's a great event with lots of different, not just a resource fair, but also speakers that help folks that are caregiving for someone else, a family member, a friend, and provide support for that.
Right.
And that is happening on the 12th from 9:30 to 5 on the 12th, and it's actually in Longmont at the Plaza Convention Center there in Longmont.
Wow.
So as you can see, she's all over the state.
All over.
Yeah, we're kind of all over. On the 16th, we're participating in the Multiple Sclerosis Spring Education Summit. That's at the Inverness Hotel and Conference Center.
So now,
places.
If an organization wanted you to come to an expo, do they just contact you?
They would just contact me either by phone. Again, our number is 303-786-7777 locally or toll-free 877-443-2001. If they want to reach me directly, my extension is 112.
Okay.
And if I'm out and about, I'll return their message. And it can be for a resource fair, but I also talk to church groups and Lions clubs and Rotary clubs and
businesses,
just any organization, senior groups, low vision groups. So any group that would like to have some information about us, if they would like to have a broader scope of information, what we do, but maybe some other low vision resources, you know, we can help with that as well.
So what you need to do is contact Kim Wardlow. She's been there 13 years with Information Network. She can answer any of your questions. Kim, go ahead and give your information again.
Okay. Our phone number is 303-786-7777. My extension is 112. Our toll-free number is 877-443-2001. My email is kim@aincolorado.org. Our general email is ainc@aincolorado.org. And the websites are www.aincolorado.org and redauditivacolorado.org.
Okay. Well, you know what? The other thing is Kim is here to give you hope and also to be able to move on with your journey and keep going and get educated with all the resources that they have to offer. Michael, thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
This is Rochelle Farocco. Thank you, Kim.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's been great. This is Rochelle Farocco from Senior Solutions of Colorado. You are listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. We will be back next Tuesday, so be sure and listen. And have a great week. Thanks again, all.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere via the internet. In order to continue bringing the light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in providing us the means to continue reaching out to children of the kingdom around the world. To help, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our website, www.ctkradio.org. Again, that's www.ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff, management, and all of our volunteers, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The Seniors Solutions of Colorado website is an incredible resource featuring services and service providers committed to helping seniors and the handicapped remain independent and age gracefully in their homes. To find out more about Seniors Solutions of Colorado, visit the website www.seniorssolutionsofcolorado.com. Again, that's www.seniorssolutionsofcolorado.com. Or use the link conveniently located on the spotlight page at our website, www.ctkradio.org.